This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December the 18th, 2008. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay. Next up, draft final rules, we call it the bundling rules, reporting contributions bundled by lobbyist registrants and the PACs of lobbyists and registrants. We need to develop an acronym for this one so we can be officially official.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda document 08-48, the draft final rules on reporting contributions bundled by lobbyists, registrants, and PACs of lobbyists and registrants.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, good morning to you. The draft final rules and agenda document 0848 would implement Section 204 of the Honest Leadership and Open Government Act of 2007. The final rules would require authorized committees, leadership PACs, and political committees of political parties to disclose certain information about lobbyists and registrants and political committees established or controlled by lobbyists and registrants that provide bundle contributions aggregating in excess of a certain amount during a covered period of time. The Commission published a notice of proposed rulemaking on this issue in November of 2007 and held a public hearing in September of 2008. We had 8 comments from 12 commenters on the NPRM, and we had 6 witnesses testify at the hearing. The explanation and justification for this rule is being drafted and will be considered by the Commission separately at a later date. Thank you. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Before we get to discussion, the good news is we have a draft rule. The semi-not-so-good news is we don't, because you can't really write the explanation and justification for the rule until you decide what the rule is. We don't have the E&J today, but having spoken with the vice chair, I think we are prepared to commit to having it no later than, and we haven't adopted the calendar for next year, but assuming that goes through without a hitch, the open meeting that we assume is going to be scheduled January 15th, which is the second open meeting. We may have it for the first open meeting, but we want to at least let the public know that there's going to be a date certain where there's going to be an E&J, so that folks can anticipate when this train will leave the station. But with that, discussion, comments, thoughts, there probably will be some. Commissioner Weintraub,
You knew I'd have something to say about
it. It wouldn't be a meeting without...
Well, certainly not on bundling, because I love to talk about bundling disclosure, which is a good thing, because, boy, have we been talking a lot about bundling disclosure over the last few months, and particularly over the last few days. The chairman really thought it was important that we at least get this rule done this year, and having that deadline, that really focuses one's attention.
In our first substantive meeting, I don't count the meeting where we did the gala, but the first real open meeting, I actually said we're going to do it by the end of the year.
And there you go.
And there we go.
And here we are.
Promises made, promises kept.
I've heard that before.
We can believe in?
Yes, that too. We believe in all that stuff. Yeah. I really, really want to thank everyone, all the commissioners, all the EAs, Tommy, Rosie, Cheryl, Amy, Esther, Dwayne, Greg Scott. We had a lot of people who worked really, really hard on this, and particularly Commissioner Hunter and her EAs, Eric Wang and Eric Brown, worked really, really hard on this, and I very much appreciate it. You know, you might think short statute, an even shorter section-by-section analysis, it's 12-page regulation, how hard could it be? It could be hard. It was complicated by the fact that the commissioners who voted out the NPRM are not the same commissioners that were here at the table, although I'm delighted to see former Commissioner Toner in the audience. Couldn't resist. Had to come back for it. That's great. And it's almost like old homework here. And we've also got Melissa Lorenza and Mike Bays and Peg Pearl. All sorts of old friends came back to see this one. So that, I mean, that makes it harder. That's more complicated. And people had strong views on this, and I know that nobody thinks that this is a perfect rule, and nobody got everything they wanted. And people, I think everyone at the table had moments where they had to kind of swallow hard and say, okay, for the sake of compromise, I'm going to accept something that, or give up on something that I otherwise would really prefer to see either in or out of the rule. And I think people worked very, very hard to get to a compromise, and I just can't say enough good things about it. And I also want to thank the commenters, and I know some of them came back to watch today. And we really did listen and were informed by the comments, both the written comments and the testimony at the hearing. And I think that if you read the documents, you'll see that we were informed by what you had to say. For the commenter who thought that we should defer to committees about how to credit, that they know, in the colorful phrase of one of our commenters, who's got the juice, and that's the real thing that we ought to get on the public record, we heard that, and it's reflected in the rule. For the commenters who thought that recognition can take many forms and it's not always going to be in writing, we heard that, and it's in the rule. For the commenters who wanted a clear path not only to compliance but to demonstrating compliance, we heard that, and it's in the rule. And for the commenters who thought that filing every month for people who normally file monthly reports would be onerous and would make compliance more difficult and they'd rather file quarterly, we heard that, and that's in the rule. And there are a lot of things in this rule that reflect the comments and the concerns of the commenters and the commissioners. And like I said, nobody got everything they wanted out of this rule, but I think a lot of people got the things that were most important to them. And I think that's the sign of a good compromise. And I am optimistic that this rule is going to pass unanimously, which was also important to me to find a compromise that all of us could support. I'm just delighted. I think, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not the perfect rule from my perspective either. I mean, I would like to have bundling disclosure for all bundlers above a certain threshold. And I think that we have the statutory authority to do that through our regulations if we wanted to attack our conduit regulations, but that's not what we're here to do today. And that isn't the task that we set before us when we put out the NPRM. As I said, I don't think it makes anybody perfectly happy, but I think it's a very decent and fair job, and I'm proud of it, and I'm proud of all the hard work that everybody did to get us here. And I would be delighted at the appropriate time to move approval, or I would be delighted to yield to Commissioner Hunter if she wants the privilege of moving approval.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I echo Commissioner Weintraub's comments on the fact that this was a collaborative effort right from the beginning. We did work very hard together, and so thank you to Commissioner Weintraub, who serves with me on the Regulations Committee, and the other commissioners as well for their hard work on this. To OGC, Tommy, Rosie, Amy, Cheryl, and Esther, who's relatively new to the team, we really appreciate all your hard work. You were very useful, very helpful to us in a lot of the drafting that we proposed, and we very much appreciate it. A special thanks also, I have to say, to Eric Brown and Eric Wang, who work with me. They were very helpful and kept track of all of the changes throughout the way. You can tell how long and how tight the deadline was, because the document is stamped 9:59 a.m. today for a meeting that was scheduled to begin at 10. So we were, in fact, working on this right up until about 9:50 this morning, and I do agree that this draft is, you know, one that we can be proud of. It does represent a compromise, and I think I'm too proud to vote for it. Thank you very much.
Other comments, Mr. Vice Chair?
Now, this is one that wasn't on the Regs Committee. I really like to congratulate both Carolyn and Ellen for the work they did, because they did work on this for quite some time, and it was painstaking, I know, from both sides and for all of us, because there were very strong philosophical views, as Commissioner Weintraub said, We looked back to the record, we looked at the comments, we would argue over some of the sentences that were in the comments. We looked at the section-by-section analysis. We took the letters, you know, we went to the transcript and really had a great, healthy debate. And like in the practice of law, we used to say, you know, if you have a settlement agreement and nobody's all that happy, it probably is a pretty good settlement agreement. And in this particular case, I know we felt that, you know, each of the people that, and the kind of factions that had strong philosophical views felt we left some pretty important phrases on the table, but it was more important to take into consideration the views of everybody and to coalesce behind I consider to be a very fair and comprehensive, and as Commissioner Weintraub said, taking important factors into consideration. So I'm proud to vote for it. Certainly wouldn't be, you know, the way we would draft it if we were starting out from A, but I think it'll get the job done, and it's a good sense of our collective view.
Mr. Beverly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to support this regulation, and even happier that we managed to get it done at 9:59. And thank you so much to the staff. The Secretary's office obviously had to produce this on very short notice, and all of their work. The policy staff who worked on this, Ms. Smith, Ms. Hayden, Ms. Rothstein, and I think especially Ms. Helmsley, who probably spent many of her waking hours for longer than I can imagine, I think before some of us were even here, on this project. So thank you so much for your long hours, late nights, early mornings. And to Commissioners Weintraub and Hunter, this was a remarkable demonstration of shuttle diplomacy, and I think it was. I think the result is an excellent compromise. It is a compromise, as Commissioner Weintraub suggested, and I think Commissioner Hunter did as well. This is not the draft that any one of us would have written. Were we writing on our own? But I believe it's a workable compromise that provides both the public with the access to information about contributions bundled by lobbyists, which was the goal of this law, and importantly, clear guidance for the regulated community, because we have to provide that guidance if people are to comply to further the goals of disclosure that are underlying the statute. So it's not a simple task to accomplish both of these, but I think this regulation does that, so I'll be happy to vote for it.
Commissioner Peterson.
I too want to commend Commissioners Hunter and Commissioner Weintraub for the stellar effort that they put in on this. This was a long time coming. For a reg is a relatively slender document. The amount of blood, sweat, and tears that went into this was extensive. But I think that notwithstanding the literally right to the last minute effort that went into crafting this document, I think that their commitment to getting us to a final product was what enabled us to have this before us here today to vote on it. These sorts of things can sometimes be subject to paralysis by analysis, in that you can sit there and just decide that you're going to fly spec it until nothing ever gets done. And they always made sure that the ball was moving down the field. And so I commend them. I commend their EAs. I also want to publicly thank my chief counsel, John Barrowman, for his efforts that he put in on this as well. They were extremely helpful. And what has been said is all true, that no one gets everything. But I think that at the end of the day, this is a very workable compromise, one that I wholeheartedly support. And for that reason, I'm proud to say that I will be voting for approval.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Well, one more quick comment on the this is a slender document when you look at it and you think of the implications of it. But we have made a commitment that we would, as the chairman was wise enough to make a commitment to complete the rulemaking this year, we will commit to completing the E&J by at least the 15th of January. And the deadlines are good for everyone, certainly us, and that's what we will do. But that did remind me that we should let you know now that we have 50 pages of a draft available for our review as of last night to begin looking at. And Ms. Rothstein, I know, has worked tirelessly, and others in the office, to have it ready for us should we reach final agreement. And because we actually were, the ink's still a little bit dry here, we're not able to finalize it. But thanks to her and everyone's efforts on this, it's been, we're ready to really look at 50 pages of E&J so that we should be able to meet that deadline.
Thanks. I don't really have too much to add other than to echo the thanks to everyone involved, particularly Commissioners Hunter and Weintraub. We try to do regs, a kind of subcommittee, so there's a few people who really know it inside and out, that worked here because it's produced a product that I think is certainly not what I would write if left to my own devices, but certainly was done with an eye to what the statutory language says, what the intent of those who sponsored that statute says, and also with, as Commissioner Weintraub said, to what the commenters said. I found the comments to be particularly helpful, particularly the testimony. I thought it was very good because folks were prepared and some were more fired up than others, particularly the second panel. It's one of these things that for me is the first time I've been involved in a rulemaking on this side. I've been involved in several sitting down there, and writing comments and coming in and blasting away is not so hard, really. Actually trying to put it all together becomes much more of a challenge, and I want to thank everyone who put this together. Important to me as chair to be able to say at the beginning we were going to do certain things, and I think this was one of them that of all the rules, this was the one I think we needed to move, because this was something that potentially should have been on the books long ago, but for many events out of the control of many. It made sense to get this done. There's really no way to get this done to go into effect for the recently completed election cycle, but it does make sense to have something on paper going forward so people know what's coming for the next cycle. So I think we got this done as soon as we could, and it really is a testament to the entire commission and everyone who works here. I could thank the Academy and my manager and go through the whole list, but that's already been done. And I could talk about the rule itself, but I don't want to really do that, because given that we have the E&J coming, I don't think it's fair for me to kind of throw my version on it. I don't want to inadvertently shade something one way or another. The terms that we think are defined in here as to what you actually have to do. I think if you're a treasurer, which to me is a concern, treasurer filing a report, you're going to pretty much know what to do, we hope. And what's tough about these rules is you can't call up who I used to call up and say, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Because that would now be ex parte. We have to wait, read the comments, and then we kind of go into this bubble doing this sort of thing. And we can only talk to ourselves at that point. Ourselves meaning each other, not actually ourselves, at least not out loud anymore. that's what the vice chair told me this morning. It's not as easy as it looks, and we tried to stick with the statute and the intent, but then that doesn't answer all the questions, and that's why I think the comments really helped us shade things one way or another and think through how to include some things that might otherwise get left off, yet not go and include things that is beyond the statute. I mean, the reality is the threshold's 15 grand. So there's going to be some things that are probably bundled by a lobbyist that are not, as Congress has said, aren't going to be worth reporting. So there is already in the statute things that are not covered. So this the rule doesn't have to cover everything and still be considered broad. But this rule, I think, covers everything the statute says we need to cover, and potentially then some. And I'll leave that for E&J discussion and others on the outside of the debate. But I appreciate everyone's work getting this done by the end of the year. And with that, if there's any other discussion, wonderful. If not, we can probably move this along.
No more discussion.
No more discussion. Commissioner Weintraub, we have a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to note, I appreciate what you're saying about the difference between sitting on that side of the table and sitting on this side of the table. And I couldn't help but note that when the
Vice Chairman was talking about the 50-page E&J that we now have to negotiate through, that Commissioner Toner in the back row there, with whom I wrote many a regulation, was laughing because he's really glad to be on that side of the table now. But
it's actually really Melissa that's laughing. And she really had to read it first for Chairman Toner to get his job done. So
that is true. That is true. We none of us could do our jobs without our staff. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I am proud and delighted to move approval of agenda document number 08-48 as submitted at 9:59. Did we make our deadline or what?
When you come from the world where you're used to billing time.
Yeah.
That's plenty. That's
great.
That's, you know, plenty of time.
That proves one of my favorite adages, that if not for the last minute, nothing would ever get done.
Literally the last minute.
Literally the last minute. So I happily move approval of the document along with any technical and conforming amendments that are necessary.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion passes 6-0.